This is episode 201 on March 16th, 2017.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I am Sleepyhead Matt Hoffman.
Yeah, the people listening at home right now won't know, but we did start a little bit late, and it's understandable. I am glad that Matt is on the show and we're able to do episode 201. How are you doing, man?
I'm good. Apparently, I'm tired. Yeah. I apologize for that. Yeah, like you said, it doesn't make a difference to those just listening, you know, to this podcast regularly. But if you're listening live, then you're probably annoyed that we're getting a late start because I fell asleep.
Yeah, it happens. We do this at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is after a pretty much long week and long day of work. So, you know, we carve out a time where we're able to do it after our kids are put to bed. And so typically that means we start late. And but, you know, it's what we found to work. So so what you've been up to this week?
You know, not a whole lot. Really not very much of anything.
Yeah. That happens. I have more of those. I haven't done much lately, mainly because of my job and my responsibilities. I've had, I told a friend of mine, I said, don't ask me to do anything more or I start to go into no mode, which means I start saying no to everything. And, you know, so that usually means, you know, little pet projects get put to the, pushed to the side and, you know, sometimes you just need boundaries. But yeah, I did a little bit of printing since our last episode. I brought out the photo paper, well, the printing photo paper, and printed from my little Canon printer, and was just playing around with it the other day. And so I did a little bit of photography. And it always amazes me. I think I put this on Facebook, how much there is a difference between what you see on the screen and what you see on paper. And it wasn't that much of a difference, but I did notice that my images at the start were lighter than I would have liked. And so I had to make some adjustments from there. I almost looked terrible on my screen, though. But
yeah it's it can be tricky just because of the difference in the basically the like luminosity between, you know, a backlit screen and photo paper. That is one of the things that makes printing tricky, I guess.
Yep. Well, you know, I think somebody after the show last week had mentioned something about doing like a print swap, you know, that type of thing where you can send prints through the mail to other people. And I think I might want to do something like that and see how many others want to do it too, because I think it'd be a lot of fun. And so if you guys have any ideas on how you want to do it, or if somebody in the group wants to head something like that up, just let us know. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, it does sound cool.
And speaking of the Facebook group, we actually hit 700 members this week. We 700. It you know, 700 seems like a lot, and at the same time is a drop in the bucket when it comes to like Facebook. But I have to say, I'm very proud of that number and how many people are actually participating and joining the group. It's encouraging to see that. So, yay for us. So
yeah, that is cool. It's a milestone, I guess. But we have been getting lots and lots of requests to join the group, so I'm not surprised that we're there.
Yeah, lots of requests. We've had lots of people posting wonderful images in the group and a lot of questions. And actually today we're going to read one of the questions, and that'll be our focus point for this episode. And so if you guys haven't joined our Facebook group, by all means, you know, don't hesitate, join. And you know, you're going to find that this is a fun group to be a part of. You know, Mark said at one time that, you know, there are groups where you just kind of like, oh, that'd be fun to join. And then you kind of regret, because it could be a very large group and there's a lot of people that tend to slip into these large groups and create havoc. You know, you get trolls, you get all that type of stuff. And we've been really good about controlling that. We've had some people come in and start posting like Ray-Bans or other type of advertisement stuff. And typically within the next day or a few hours, we, you know, bring out the ban hammer and squash that. And so it's, you know, it is a great place to be and to learn and to be inspired by. And so we highly encourage you guys to join us on Facebook, and you can find that on our link, one of our links on our website, by going to tinyshutter.com. So I think we should go ahead and jump into our focus point. So here we go.
Focus point.
All right. So we had a question brought up in the group, and it has to do with sort of storage or photo management. And so here's the question. How do you manage large numbers of photos and posting to, say, Instagram after you have edited? I duplicate the photo I want to edit so it goes to the front of my camera roll, but it would be nice to move things off when I'm finished. How do you handle your post-edit workflow and image management? And so that's a good question. A lot of times, you know, I don't duplicate it to put it at the front of my roll because I typically don't have a lot of images in my on my phone, but I can see how somebody can take a lot of images and then get lost. Oh, where's that image that I took the other week that I really want to edit now? You know, you sort of get inspired when you start to look through your images and go, oh, that's a great image, and then you go to edit it, and then when you pull up an app, you have to scroll all the way through your camera roll just to find that one image. And so this is a good question. Matt, what do you typically do when you have large numbers of photos on your phone?
Well, I always have large numbers of photos on my phone, it seems. But yeah, I mean, I kind of know what he's talking about. I guess I would say, first of all, he's lucky that he only has like a duplicate of his photos. I have like so many versions of, you know, the photos that I decide to edit. You know, there could end up being like four or five different versions saved just of one photo. So for me, it gets a little out of hand. But, you know, usually, you know, after it builds up for a little while, I will I'll end up plugging the phone into my computer and transferring those photos, you know, to my computer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I use Apple's Aperture program and iPhoto, and usually I'll just, if I don't let it get too crazy and I have the time, then I'll basically upload the photos kind of like by event, you know, into their own folders.
Yeah.
You know, that way I could keep things organized or whatever. And, yeah, so that's usually what I'll do. And then, to get them like off my phone, I'll use the image capture app on the Mac to like basically delete like, you know, big batches of photos, because it's a lot easier than like going through, you know, on the iPhone and pretty much selecting each picture individually.
We know people that have done that and they've complained about it. And I'm like, I don't see how you can go through every single image on your phone, especially if you start getting into the thousands and delete them off. It's just, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to use the image capture app on the Mac. You know, unfortunately, I don't know like what the equivalent is on a Windows computer. Maybe you could speak to that, but you know, that's essentially what I do. And then I do like a couple other things, like you know, I use the Amazon Prime Photos feature, or the Photos app for Amazon Prime, to like basically back up my pictures.
Yes.
The nice thing about that is, you know, all the photos kind of live in the cloud, but at any time I could re-download a picture, you know, to my phone. So that's nice.
Yeah, I need to actually turn that back on. I kind of stopped it because it was bogging down my bandwidth. And since then, we've been upgraded by the provider from like 15 down and 1.5 up to 60 down and 5 up. So I think I can upload those images, almost four times faster than what I had before. So I need to turn that back on. I'll mention real quick with the Windows. Typically I'll plug my phone to my computer and then bring up the file management, which, you know, it shows you all the different files that are on your computer, even those that are plugged into your computer, like the iPhone. And there's two options. You can copy to a folder, and then there's copy to, and then there's move to. And copy just copies it. Move actually copies it to a folder, and then once it's done copying the images, it will automatically delete them off of your phone. And so it's almost a, instead of going in and copying and then selecting it all and hitting delete, it's a one button process. I think one of the things, and you know, I looked at my iPhone and I don't utilize this option very much, and that is to create folders in your camera roll. So you have albums there, which, you know, they're auto magically created. Say when you take a picture, you have your camera roll. If you do a video, there's another album that shows up called videos. And then sometimes there are different apps that will create an album in your camera roll. Say like if you saved something from Snapseed or from Polar, you can create different ones. Like I want to create one that is for this event, and so I end up tagging those photos to be in that folder. And what that does, it allows you to take a portion of your images and make them available so that you don't have to go through thousands of images just to find what you want. You may have 10, you may have 50, 100, and so it's a lot easier to use. I mean, this thing does, like, if you take a selfie, it has a selfie album. If you do a panoramic, it puts those images in a panoramic album. So there are options already built into your iPhone that can help you to manage the images that you take. Say if Matt goes to the auto show, all those images that he took that day, he can tag them for a new album and do the auto show. If he went to a botanical garden, same thing. That way he can look through those that he took. They'll all be in the bundled together in the camera roll, but they have been tagged for a specific album, and he can go afterwards and just find the album that he wants in order to look for images to edit.
Yeah, I do use the albums feature. In fact, just this past week, I finally got around to editing all my Christmas pictures.
Yeah.
And, you know, since they are now like so far back in the camera roll, you know, it was like a pain in the butt to like go and try to select them in like an app. So I just made an album, you know, with all the pictures, and that made it a lot easier, like in an app, than to find the photos and, you know, select them to edit.
Yeah. It's, it is something that I need to utilize more often. Also, it is often overlooked, and you know, and then there's the other part of like what you said, you have different versions of the same image. Like when I go to edit, I will save a separate image of an edit so that I can take it into another app and then continue to edit it even further. And then I'll save that. And so I'll have different variations. And so it gets to be that, you know, I think 1 year, I want to say it was like 2015 or 2014. I took all the images off of my phone each month and put them into months. And when I went to store the images on a separate drive, I ended up with 11,000 images just from that year.
And, holy cow.
Yeah. And it's not all just, you know, taking a picture here or there. There's edited images. There's things that I had downloaded from my Canon camera. I just found that all the images that I saved off of my phone tallied, you know, a little over 11,000 images. And it can happen quick, especially if you do a lot of edits. So how do you manage it? And so I think there are probably easier ways, but, you know, find something that you like, find something that is manageable, or if somebody else has a better idea, try to implement it and see if you like it. Because I could be doing something totally the wrong way. And it's like trying to re-engineer the wheel. Somebody's already created the wheel. I'm over here not knowing how the wheel was actually made and trying to make it myself and doing things the hard way until somebody else comes along and says, oh, you just save them to here, and then automatically they'll move over here, and then you're fine. You don't have to worry about trying to look for them. So until you're actually doing something, or, you know, looking to see what others are doing, you know, find something that you like and go with it.
Cool.
All right. So, is there anything else that you wanted to mention from that?
No. I mean, there's not really much else I do.
Yeah. I think we get into a rhythm and we have our muscle memory when it comes to editing. And so we don't really put a whole lot of thought into it until we actually have to explain it to somebody. So if you guys have an idea or something that you can do to streamline this, let us know. Go on to Facebook and look for that post. I believe it was Jason. Is it Jason Head? He's the one that had ask the question. So look for his post on there and, you know, add to it. Looks like Dave has already added something to it. But, you know, just look and try to find it or start your own thread. But, you know, we'll have these every once in a while. All right.
Cool.
Let's go ahead and let's move into our post pick of the week. All right. If you had listened to our episode last week, Matt mentioned that we are moving from a weekly post pick of the week to a bi-monthly, or is it twice?
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, bi-weekly. Oh, there we go. Yeah, 8 weeks to do this one. Okay. a bi-weekly post pick of the week, meaning every other week, we will choose an image from our Instagram hashtag Tiny Shutter Feed. But this is the episode where we actually will go back 2 weeks to our weekly photo challenge that we had, which was, I believe, what did we call it? I'm sorry.
Before and after.
Before and after. Thank you. And it is my turn to pick the before and after. And let's see here. We had a lot of good submissions. And the one that I chose was submitted by Marie O'Connell. And she had a before and after where she had actually put the images into one image, and it was of her husband standing in front of a, not a mural, but almost like a advertisement where a guy's kicking his foot up and then it looks like he's being kicked in the head, which is awesome. I love those types of images where somebody will take an inanimate object or a part of the scene and incorporate themselves into it. And that was Nigel O'Connell, who is a regular contributor to the show. So she has a before image and an after image where she did some cropping. She went through and did a simple crop and adjusted the contrast in Nlight. And sometimes you don't have to have all the bells and whistles, all the apps that you do. Sometimes it's just something simple that will take an image and remove unwanted lights or doors, and the crop will actually change the image for the better. And I think it looks really good, and I think she did a good job.
Yeah, it also to me looks like she did a little bit to straighten the lines.
Yes.
Yeah, I like this image too. I think one, it's you know, it's humorous.
Yeah.
you know, so I like that. And you know, I love Monty Python. I'm a Monty Python fan, so yeah, this is good. That's a little clip in that picture from the Ministry of Silly Walks, which is I believe that came out of their TV show, which was called Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Yes. British humor is always awesome. All right. Well, congratulations, Marie. You are our post pick of the week. If you want to be featured as our post pick of the week, go onto Facebook and look for the pinned post of our weekly photo challenge and take a look and see what you can do. Add your image, ask people how they got their image, and take a look and see what everybody is doing. And we go through, and so not this next week, but the week after, we will choose that image, choose a image to be our featured post pick of the week. We use the images for not only our album art, but also for, it's a way for us to show everybody what our listeners are doing and be inspired by it. So congratulations, Marie, on this week's post pick of the week. All right. Well, I think we're in a little bit of a dilemma, Matt.
Yeah, I guess we didn't leave ourselves with a topic today for the for the next challenge.
Yeah, the topic for today, we would typically choose a weekly photo challenge from the topic of today, whatever we do in our featured our feature. So I think we should just pick something different, and then our next feature will incorporate into the weekly photo challenge. So what's the first thing that pops into your head?
HDR.
HDR. I'm okay with HDR. All right. HDR will be our weekly photo challenge.
Part of it's because that's what I want next week's topic to be.
You know what? Perfect. Perfect. I think that is a great way to jump into next week's topic.
Actually, no. I think now we got to come up with something different.
Because next week's topic, we can't do HDR.
Why not?
Because that would be the that would push the weekly photo challenge or the post pick of the week out two more weeks, which would be when we would pick a Instagram.
Oh.
So if we do HDR now and talk about HDR next week, that means the following week we get to choose the HDR.
So that's challenge. Okay then?
Yeah.
Does that work out?
Hey.
Oh, okay.
I think that's fantastic. That'll work. So, all right. So our weekly photo challenge, nice little corporate meeting inside the show. This week's and next week's weekly photo challenge is going to be HDR. And let us know in the comments what you used, because there are many different HDR apps. There are apps that are not technically HDR, but they have an HDR feature. And, maybe include the before image, because HDR can be subtle or it can be extreme. And it'd be nice to see what the original image looked like.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Very good. Well, Matt, do you have anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, not this week. I'm going to go back to sleep.
Oh, wait, there was actually something you wanted
to
bring up.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there was something I wanted to bring up. My goodness.
Go for it.
Okay. So this is a little unorthodox for us to do, but I don't see a reason to not do this. So I think a couple times on the show I have mentioned that I listened to another podcast called Hashtagged, and also their like sister podcast or whatever kind of goes along with it. It's called Hashtag Daily. And so Hashtag Daily is a podcast that, it's 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And the host, his name is Jordan Powers. He basically like highlights an Instagram user and he picks like two of their photos and just kind of talks about the photos. And sometimes he like critiques them in a constructive way. And sometimes he just talks about, you know, maybe like a technique behind the photos or like the story behind them or something like that. Kind of depends on what the Instagram user like wants him to talk about, I guess. In any case, he is looking for people to be to feature on the podcast. I don't think he would actually like be on the podcast, like talking. He just is looking for people that would be interested in being featured on the podcast. So we will post how to like get in touch with him or whatever in the show notes and everything. And I just wanted to throw that out there because there's already been a handful of Tiny Shutter listeners that have been featured, and nice. I just think it'd be cool to see a few more and kind of have, you know, have our little community represented on another podcast. And if you pay any attention at all to the Artful iPhone, what's it called? Artful Iphonography community on yeah. the Mighty Bell platform, Warren, he even called out, you know, some of the people in that community that have been featured on the hashtag Daily Podcast. It's nice. It's a good podcast. I like it, and I think Jordan does a really good job with it. So
yeah,
definitely check that out. And if you're interested in, you know, maybe expanding your reach a little bit with your photos as far as like who's seeing them and stuff like that, then that's you know, just something that's available for you to possibly take advantage of.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I think what he does is pretty cool. You know, featuring, you know, people is it's not easy, you know, and a lot of people are bashful. I have to say, you know, when the creative types are on two extremes, or they, you know, some people, they have no problem putting their work out in front of others. And then you have the other extreme where it's like, I want people to look at my stuff. I want them to see it, but I don't know what, you know, how I'd feel or what they would think about it. You know, it's like a two-edged sword, you know, I'd really like it, but I think it would hurt. And, but you know, once you put something out there, once you're able to get people to look at your art, it does something. It gives you confidence, and it helps to kind of break down those walls of fear when it comes to showing people what you do. So, by all means, we'll have those links in the show notes. And oh, go ahead. Is there anything else?
No, that was pretty much it.
Cool. One of the things that Mark has done is he has changed up our Patreon for different levels. Let me go ahead and pull that up. If you go to patreon.com/tinyshutter, there are three tiers of contribution. There's the standard, which is $1 or more a month. And that's just a standard tier. Then there's a couple producer levels, and the producer levels are, there's producer and then there's producer plus. The producer is $5 or more per month, and producer plus is $25 or more per month. And what we do is if you have signed up to be a producer or a producer plus, we will add your name to the show as a producer. That way, you know, you can, you know, we can show our gratitude, and people will be able to see, oh, we have some producers that are helping us out. And, you know, this money goes to help us mainly for Mark, because Mark has been, for the last 5 years, paying for this show to be produced, meaning the website and some of the he bought us some microphones for the show. And you know, it is something that is a little bit of a cost, and you know, it can, you know, it won't bankrupt him, but this is a good way to kind of help to offset those costs, because it's not free. You know, we put it out there for free because we want this to go and people to hear it and become part of this community. But then there's other things, like we want to be able to test different products that come out, because we want to be on the front lines to say, hey, this is great. Why don't you check it out? We've tried it before. And so we want to be able to buy the different things that come out. We do on the most part, but to be able to do it without, you know, having to go to our wife, hey, can I buy this? And it helps to be able to have something there. So if you are interested in becoming a Patreon supporter, by all means, go to patreon.com/tinyshutter, and we'll have a link in our website. All right, Matt, is there anything else that you want to bring up?
No, I think that's everything.
All right. Well, I think we have ourselves a show, so let me go ahead and play this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. When I'm not sleeping, you can find me on Instagram, IM, and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to our Patreon, our Facebook group, and YouTube, and some other things like Amazon, by going to tinyshutter.com. All right. Well, Matt, I think we have ourselves a show. So why don't you say goodbye to everybody?
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
New Hampshire?